Howdy, friends. Greg Milby once again. Welcome to the Lyrics and Laughs podcast, brought to you by Luke Andrews of RE/MAX Premier Properties. Have you ever considered investing in real estate? Don't make the same mistakes Luke made buying his first investment property. Learn from all of Luke's mistakes in his new book, which you can download for free at 10investormistakes.com. On the podcast, we recite and discuss lyrics to some of the best country songs ever written in an attempt at converting our non-country music-loving friend Kenny into a fan. Tonight, we take another trip around the sun and Control-Alt-Delete and redo Dina Carter's "Did I Shave My Legs for This?" It's episode 99 of the Lyrics and Laughs podcast. Dr. Chuckles, Joe Bennett.
Oh, I'm just happy to be here. I got these new heels, did my nails, got my hair done just right. Let's do it again.
Captain Poetry, Eric Clemens.
I got razor burn.
And not a fan, Kenny Rambo.
You know, guys, the last time I was this tired, we tried to do the song, "Did I Shave My Legs for This?"
Boy, is everyone in for a treat.
So last week on the podcast, Kenny said, you know, I could just say yes, yeah. And next week, and we'll never get to episode 100. Well, boy, did I outwit Kenny, because I chose a song we've already done that he's already said he doesn't like, and no one has ever heard that podcast because it was so bad.
Mm-hmm. It's and it was one. More audio issues than content,
no,
right?
No, no, no,
no. We, okay, never
we
mind.
We did that one. That was during COVID disease, COVID virus disease 19.
Yeah. I mean, that was in COVID, mm-hmm. But it was pre-variants.
Yeah,
that's right. Like, we weren't even to the variant stage.
Yeah,
but so no one was in offices. We were all separated.
Yeah.
And so we did it via Google Meet, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then... But it was after we had already done a thing we called the no show.
Bring it back, bring it back.
No.
And so we did like an hour of the no show, and then we decided to do a podcast afterwards. It was a poor decision on our parts, and the podcast was terrible.
Doing a podcast?
Yes, it was.
And so I thought, you know, as we round into episode 100, we need to redeem ourselves. We need to redeem ourselves.
Yeah. With so this song is about saving the lost episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we have not gone back and seen why we dumped that. But I remember a text thread where we were all discussing how bad it was. And someone was like, should we just not put it out there? And there was zero advocacy for keeping the episode.
Which technically means that not only is Did I Shave My Legs for This, the lost episode... that was done from start to finish, which also technically makes it the 100th episode.
This does. We've never released that one, so we can't count it.
Yeah. Just say it.
Yeah. We've done 100
we've
episodes.
We've done 100 of these.
Sure. But as far as release goes, because I wanted to guarantee us we would get to episode 100 because I really want to do that song. And so I knew Kenny's going to say no, so we're good.
Which is exactly 4 days.
So do you guys want to ask?
4 hours that the four of us... has spent in a room together.
Or
those
Google
are days me. That we will never get back.
Does that count all the time before?
Nope. And all the time during the week when we see each other all day? Mm-hmm. Well, three of us do.
I mean,
hold on, dude. I'm here more than you are as of late.
Greg has been here a lot lately. I'm gonna come to Greg's defense on this. Greg has been here a lot lately. Can't just throw him under the bus like that.
Yeah. I mean, you'll find something cool. else to do.
But. He's been here a lot lately. So the last 2 weeks, Greg's been here a lot. Congratulations. Is that what the plaque was for that I saw you carrying earlier?
You have
actually
a plaque?
Came to work for 2 weeks?
Let me see my bowl. I need a bowl.
What are you eating in that bowl?
I don't know. Something. Dina Carter, Did I Shave My Legs for This? Was... we mentioned on the last podcast, and I guess we can't say this every time because we are going to probably rehash some of the stuff we talked about.
I literally don't remember anything we talked about.
I remember this. The song was not a massive hit. I mean, I was shocked that it only made it to number 25 on the country charts in the United States because a lot of folks know this song.
That's the name of her album that went huge. That was a major album. And it was one of the last singles off the album, I think, right?
But mm-hmm. this is the title track then?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
And if we want to blame someone, I think we blame Sarah, right, from our office?
Yeah. Yep.
She's the one that suggested this song.
Yep.
And so if this podcast turns out to be terrible, it's really on Sarah.
Let's do a reenactment of that day because I remember it clearly.
Hey guys, you're doing a podcast tonight?
Yeah, yes, we are. Yeah.
You know what? It's been on my heart that I think you all should do Dina Carter's I Shave My Legs for This. I love that song. It's my jam. I jam to it in my Honda every time I'm driving to work and home from work and when I'm going to baseball games.
Of all the impressions you do, that's the best one.
That's pretty good. Yeah. That's pretty close. Honestly, I expected her to sound more like Adam Duritz.
I probably wouldn't come to work on Friday.
No, she'll never hear this.
Oh, never. Yeah, it's safe.
Really?
Yeah. It's safe. Never. But if she does hear it, that conversation will start with, listen.
So this song was released in 1996, so just over 25 years.
Wow.
And I guess it would be fitting that we would redo this because they did a remastered edition of the album in November of 2021. Mm-hmm. So Lauren Elena was on it, Vince Gill, Ashley McBride, Terry Clark, Sarah Evans, Martina McBride.
And they actually sang this song?
They redid the entire track. Re-recordings of everything from Strawberry Wine and you know.
So who sang this song? Do you remember?
I don't know. I didn't listen to it.
Well, we're going to have to put that to our to-do list tonight.
I feel like this would be great covered by, like, I don't know, Travis Tritt.
Or Luke Bryan.
Ooh.
Luke Bryan could most certainly do that.
Episode 99, y'all. You did it.
We did. Yeah. We did.
What were y'all talking about?
Oh, we were talking about Dina Carter's "I Shave My Legs for This."
I love that song.
You were talking earlier when we were out back. You said, "Man, I'd really love to get just 30 seconds, to sing part of this song." And I said, "Well, I think we could probably make that happen."
But now, Luke, does this come from? But do you shave your legs?
I don't. If I'm being honest, I like to keep some hair down there because when I'm out in the woods. You know, smoking's a man.
Yeah.
I like to keep that warmth. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, Joe, I don't know if Joe so do the story, Luke, but Joe shaved his legs. Lost a bet, I believe it was, one time.
Yeah.
And you, well, you tell the story, Joe. You tell it better than I do. You were there.
Yeah, I lost a bet in college where I had to shave my legs. And I had never done that before. And I woke up in the middle of the night and thought something was wrong with me because I was so cold. I've never experienced something like that before. I was just shivering, couldn't stop shaking.
Oh wow!
So I call Taylor County Hospital because I'm nervous about what is going on.
Hello, sir. Taylor County Hospital. May we help you?
Yes. I had to shave my legs. I lost a bet. I've never done that, and I'm freezing cold.
I'm sorry. Shaved your legs?
Yes. Uh huh. What should I do?
You lost a bet?
Yes. Yeah,
what was the bet?
It was a card game. We were playing a card game. And so.
And the person that won?
They didn't have to shave their legs. It was just me.
Did they make the same promise?
Yes, they did. They said they would do it, but they didn't. They won. They didn't have to do it. And so what the person told me was, take a bath. That was their medical. That was their professional opinion.
Did you
take a bath? And I did.
Did you warm up?
I did, but I will say, like in class, normally I'm a hot natured person, but in class I would be just freezing. Couldn't like I get why. So I have. I guess what I'm saying, guys, is I have more empathy for women than you all do. So
is that why your head's always so cold?
Hey!
Got him.
Oh, man.
Hey,
can we talk about Kenny doing an impersonation over here?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a great 911 operator.
I'm telling you. Felt like I was there.
Yeah. That was like a virtual reenactment.
I loved it, Kenny.
Well, thank you, Luke. That is high praise coming from you. Maybe the best amongst our whole cast on doing impressions.
That's true.
So now I know.
I just want to hear Greg do an impression sometime.
I know you're being bashful, but you're not going to scoot by. You've asked three times tonight. Can you sing 30 seconds of the song? And I said, you sure can.
That's copyright infringement. And so
I don't think it is.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do that. Yo, so.
Yeah, no, it's fine. You can afford it. So go ahead. And now a singing.
Did I shave my legs for this? That's all you get. That's all you get, y'all. Yeah. I can't give. Listen, I make money off singing. You think I'm going to do stuff for free?
I got $5.
Get out of here. In fact, I'm going to get out of here. Greg.
All right. You know, what's also odd to me, it doesn't matter if we're at Studio B or we're here at the office doing this podcast or on the road, in a car, what doesn't matter, in a cardboard box, all the doors sound the same at those places.
It's weird.
Well, I mean, they all come from Home Depot.
Huh. Is that it?
All the doors at Home Depot sound the same. Go there. Mm-hmm. Slam them.
That's okay. Actually, yeah, Home Depot prides themselves
right
in that sound. Yep. Is that a copyrighted sound?
It's about consistency. I think so. Mm-hmm. I think what they have somebody in quality control. That's their job, is to tune the doors.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah. I mean, you don't want a door. You don't want an out-of-tune door.
You think I could get that job?
Well, no, it's a lot of schooling. Yeah. Because I looked into it. And it is. I wasn't ready for that. So.
Like a master's degree?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah, never mind.
Have you ever tried to do the tune a door before?
No.
See?
Yeah.
I tried to name that tune once. I wasn't very good at that.
Yeah. So if you can't name a tune, you can't tune a door.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
There's no way.
Okay.
It's a tough job.
I feel like, you know, Kenny, you've had a long week. Mm-hmm. I had a long day. Eric.
You had a week and a day.
Yeah, I did.
I've been in three different cities today.
You have. You had to travel today. Yeah. Greg had to show up to work all week. We've all put in.
Yeah, even when I do what I'm supposed to, I still get punished.
And we're coming in tonight, and it's just, you know, guys, let's just celebrate that we have done 99 episodes of this ridiculous show together. It's pretty amazing when you think about it.
It is. I don't know if I go that far. It's amazing.
This should have been our... You know how in sitcoms they used to do like... what do they call them? Like the...
Farewells?
Not the farewell. Oh. The season finale, series finales. But they would do the episode where it was like they were remembering back. It's just like the cheap way where they're obligated to do an episode.
Prelogue or whatever, what do they call it?
No, what is the word I'm looking for?
Flashback.
Flashback episodes. Yeah. That's what we should have done. We should have been talking about things, and then Greg would have had to do so much work for this. But then we cut back to some of our previous stuff.
Well, if it's not too late.
Well, it'll have to be for next one. I better rework my buttons.
No, let's try. Eric, do you remember on episode one when we did Riley Green and you said that hilarious thing?
I do.
And then
pause.
Okay, and that'll be a marker for Greg to edit?
A marker, and that was... Oh, 2 minutes. That was 2 minutes of content. Yep. So mark 2 minutes under there.
Greg will mark that.
That sound effect is so he knows to cover up.
And Kenny, the way in episode 52, when you said you didn't like country music, was such a creative way. That was awesome. Yeah.
And it was a little bit of a callback, actually, to episode 32 also.
Okay, so I guess Greg's doing those sounds to be like the marker.
Yeah, that's the marker.
When you clap,
post production claps, you know.
I thought you wanted to clap.
Yeah. So then, if you remember correctly, that one word I said, I bet you can't use this word in at least 10 episodes.
Yeah.
In the next 100, and you did it in 15, 37, 42, 43. No one caught on. Did it skip 44, but you did it on 45.
Yep.
Caught it on 69.
Uh-huh.
And 70.
Yep.
And then yesterday's episode or last week's.
Again. So, guys.
That's 10 minutes of clips right there.
Can you believe we said that word? Greg, thanks for putting that in. Yeah. We appreciate that.
That's cool. Thanks, Greg. So, Greg,
you guys will be pleasantly surprised how good that is. Yep. It'll be great.
I can't wait to listen to this episode.
No. And the two times that we had hot fudge cake.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
yeah. Can we talk about that?
Somebody I brought donuts yesterday.
Somebody had a very significant birthday this week.
Yes, our own 40th Eric Clemens.
Birthday. 40. Wow. Welcome to the club, man.
I did not shave my legs for said occasion because it ended up being cold that day.
I'm the only person on this podcast that's in their 30s.
That is true.
Yeah,
true story.
You're a young whippersnapper is what we call you.
Eric and Kenny, you guys are the only two in your 40s, and right. Greg, you're the only one in your
no, seven, no, eight, no, no, no,
nine.
Hold on.
67.
I'll cut that out too.
67.
So let's go back to the critical thing. Mm-hmm. My wife baked a cake last year.
Beautiful woman.
Fresh cake. It was a hot cake. Brought it down. Ice cream. Hot fudge on it.
Mm-hmm.
Whole nine yards.
So good.
This year, at the very last minute, put a cake together, delivered it here at night, late in the evening.
She did.
It was awesome.
Again, wonderful lady.
Now, your birthday was, as we record this, yesterday.
That's correct, yes.
And I didn't find out you brought donuts until today.
Well, it's not our fault that the glaucoma clouded your vision and you couldn't see the box literally on the table.
I think what Greg's driving at here is, will our wives be as thoughtful and make as much effort and go out of their way on our birthdays when they know that we don't have as much time left?
Well, see, that is true.
No,
that is true.
No, hush, Kenny.
That was beautiful.
So your 40th birthday. Now, before we started the podcast, what were you eating?
A blizzard.
No, you were not.
It was a single serving birthday cake is what it was.
Which was from yesterday. Which
Dairy Queen now produces. Yes.
That
really?
Nothing was shared with anybody else.
Yeah.
And did you have cupcakes?
Yeah, I did.
And nothing was shared amongst?
Well, Joe got some.
I had one.
Yeah.
Cupcake.
Kenny?
No.
So.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, just move. Dina Carter, did I shave my legs for this?
Did I mention I brought donuts yesterday? New donut shop.
You've actually mentioned it.
Waited in line for 40 like 30
times.
Minutes.
Nobody, yeah. I mean.
Got those donuts. They were delicious. Did we talk about that yet?
No, you definitely
have. Oh, I have covered that.
You mentioned that.
Song released in 1996.
Also, Greg, you're forgetting something. Your wife loves you.
Wow.
That's one thing we don't have in common with.
Wow. Yeah, my wife does not love you.
This is why Eric is the way he is. He goes
home and
he gets
berated.
I will
say my wife had some empathy for Eric this past week when Eric's basketball team did not do as well.
She's very sweet.
Well, she was really concerned about you.
Yeah, I did not take it well.
You think?
Yeah. I just wanted to be by myself. But I was trying to accomplish that in your busy house, so I just went in a hallway and just stood by myself in a hallway.
Man. So
Kenny was laying on the floor.
Yeah, we were
making
pretty
TikToks.
Pretty dejected. It was like, oh, man.
Doug. Friggin' Doug.
Man.
Yeah, if you're out of the country or out of the state, March Madness is happening. Kentucky lost. Three of the four of us were really sad.
Yep, pretty bummed. Yep.
One was
elated.
I was not elated. No, I was compassionate. I'm like, this is my house, but I'm gonna play nice. And you know, it was a little awkward. Felt bad for you.
I will say this.
Somebody who is a pretty obnoxious fan of another team made an appearance at my house, and I thought there was going to be a bar fight, but it ended up working out well.
We'll say this, Greg, this is the first time I've been able to attend, probably the last time I'll ever attend, because I saw how that turned out.
Bad mojo.
There was a lot of food, great spread, anything you wanted to eat or drink. I mean, there was cheese sticks, there was cheese tray, there was, I don't even remember, hot dogs, hamburgers.
All the chips,
fruit, the best grapes I'd ever had. And that's not a lie. Those were fantastic grapes. The Milby House does it up well. So I guess what I'm trying to say is good work, Jennifer.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fair.
True story. I'm in charge of the TVs. That's pretty much it. So Dina Carter, did I shave my legs for this? Peaked at number 25 on the country charts. Which was interesting because it was released in like the United Kingdom first.
Yeah, I saw that, and then I guess the record label either went out of business or changed hands or something, and then it got released in America.
Redid some things and they released it in America. She's an interesting artist. I think she's changed now, but because she still is out on tour periodically. But used to, she would only perform barefooted.
Hmm.
That was her thing. She would never wear shoes on stage.
Did she say why?
Mm-mm.
That's interesting to me, though, because, like, how widespread is the cultural norm of women shaving their legs?
I looked up a little bit about this.
Oh, man, your search history.
Like, Google exists to help people ask questions, but somewhere deep in an office of Google, they have questions. And it's because of you.
Well, I mean, I think the questions are for
somewhere
you.
Somewhere somebody is like, look, guys, we've got this dude. And over the last several months, he has searched for details on how widespread shaving women's legs is. Mm-hmm. He's researched, can you taxidermy a human?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's into country music, for sure. Geography seems to be a thing.
Oh, love it. A lot of county facts.
loves Ford Explorer sport truck.
So I was curious, like, because you got to think, like, razors aren't, you know, we have them whenever we want. You can just go to the store and get a razor.
You can be in a club.
Yes.
And get razors.
Exactly.
There are clubs for razors in the United States.
Sorry, I was thinking.
I guess. Like, what? That's a different club. That's a different kind of club. Yeah, no, you can get razors there, but it's for the cocaine.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
New York's hottest spot.
It's called the Shade.
But apparently, women shaving their legs became more standard as clothing changed. So as more body parts were revealed, legs, arms, armpits, things like that, that's when it became more of a cultural norm. And in the 1900s, according to this Vox.com article, most women didn't care about armpit or leg hair. And then as the 20th century began, it kind of it changed more and more. And advertisers began targeting the armpit. There's a woman that has her arms up and you can see her armpit and she has no hair there. So then I go back and I start thinking about all these like movies and TV shows you've seen where like, you know, Braveheart or some Western. Those women don't have, like they would have hairy legs. More than likely.
Right. So we've adapted that.
Yeah.
Or we depict that in modern cultural norms, huh?
Yeah.
Huh.
And I'm glad my wife shaves her legs. It's my preference. But maybe back then, those guys were like, I don't care. I mean, they had to be, right?
Like, did they know? Like, what was the... Yeah.
Was that an option?
Back in the Wild West days, it was considered, it was considered sexy for women to smell bad because it was like they were working. Same way with men that didn't bathe.
I just want to be clear. Are you speaking from firsthand experience? Or?
Can't win. Just trying to contribute to the show.
And for the record, both the zingers tonight have come from that side of the room, not this side of the room.
Yeah.
Yeah, Eric's been a doll baby.
Yeah. Thank you, sweetie, to say.
Now I want to know more. I'm going to study the history of shaving. I'm going to get into that.
Those sorts of things always kind of like, I get to this point where I'm like, okay, who went first? Right, like we've talked about this with food and other like, you know, social norms. It's like, who went first? Who was like, okay, I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. Nobody else is doing it. I'm going to try it. And then, you know, people reacted and was like, that's a better way.
Yeah, let's get on that.
Yeah.
So Alexander the Great strongly promoted shaving the beard.
Because they didn't have influencers then.
Yeah, Alexander the Great was the influencer.
Okay.
That's right.
So he just posted on his Instagram.
Yep.
And he said, clean shaven.
Yep.
Let's do this.
Because he feared that enemies would grab their beards. And that dude took over a lot of the world.
Hmm.
So
maybe that's why police aren't allowed to have facial hair or long hair on their head.
Maybe.
Makes sense.
I mean, that would make sense. Yeah. That's why, like, if I was a football player, I wouldn't play with long hair.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
That would hurt.
Yeah.
Troy Polamalu? No.
Yeah, some of these guys have hair hanging out of their helmets. You know it's got to get pulled.
Yeah.
Especially in, like, a pile.
Yep.
No.
And it is legal to take a player down by their hair. If they have it, yeah.
Wow, I mean shaving. I am going on a deep dive.
Well, consider we're almost 25 minutes into the podcast and they haven't started the lyrics.
Plus all those clips, so we're 35 minutes into the podcast.
I didn't even think about that.
So
So
Do you think maybe we should potentially once again go over the lyrics?
Do it.
Kenny?
And now, a reading.
It's like I just read these yesterday.
Oh, close.
Flowers and wine is what I thought I'd find when I came home from working tonight. Well, now here I stand over this frying pan, and you want a cold one again.
Should we stop?
I think we should.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot to digest there. Like, what were they cooking?
Yeah, sure.
Why?
I feel like this is it's deja vu. I feel like this is how that other episode went, too.
Why was she expecting flowers?
Is it their anniversary?
Is it a special occasion?
Do we find out later?
Is the husband working, or is he just at home?
Yeah. Maybe he was, what's that song, Mr. Mom? Remember it came out? Like, he got laid off, and she's like, it's fine, honey. I'll go to work for a little while.
Is this maybe the continuation of?
Maybe, that's what I'm thinking. So maybe she thought this was, because it sounded like maybe that had happened before.
Sure.
But he's living the life now, because they don't have kids yet. So she's thinking, oh, I always have him a warm meal on the
So on, why are we mail bashing here?
What do you mean?
Maybe he works an early shift. Maybe he is one of those guys that works a factory job and went in at 6 and got home at 3, and she has a desk job that's 9 to 5. So he's home.
So why would she have shaved her legs for that if that's the everyday occurrence?
Well, she's thinking maybe they're going to go out on the town for that night.
No, this is a special occasion. He's missed something. Right. He's forgotten a birthday. He's forgotten an anniversary. That's what's going on here. We're mail bashing because...
Didn't get cupcakes.
Collectively, as a gender, we're pretty useless.
Do you think he bought donuts for the office that day? Or do you think he didn't? Like, new donut shop. They hadn't been open but 2 days. He stood in line for like 35 minutes and then brought donuts to the office.
Well, and that was the thing.
On his birthday.
He was going to grab her flowers.
Yeah.
But he got delayed at the donut shop.
Sure.
To take care of the guys at the office.
Sure.
And just by the time that all played out.
And then the guys at the office, well, I mean, most people were appreciative, but there was one guy who was kind of an a-hole.
There's always one.
You know.
Well, you know, maybe the reason that she's over the frying pan is because he's
Greg,
not hungry.
Could you be quiet for a second? We're trying
because
to finish our conversation.
Because he had a single serve ice cream cake, so he wasn't hungry for dinner.
Yeah, but he also assumed
and a cupcake.
That nobody else would want single serve ice cream cake because they were so full from the donuts that he had brought that day.
No, I mean, you act like you stormed the beach at Normandy.
So, I guess
consider
one point
me
for me.
An American hero.
Well, thank you. Is that what that plaque was for? There was two of them. Is one for me being an American hero?
Oh, I can make one of them for you, yeah.
Thank you. That's sweet.
It's got to be a special occasion, I agree. Yeah. Something's going on, because if she's expecting flowers and wine every day, that's a problem.
Yeah.
This guy's not working.
She's an alcoholic.
Okay, there we go.
That's the problem.
And a florist enthusiast.
Like, yes. You
know, she's both. Yeah. She's deep into knowing flowers and drinking.
I'm thinking
it's
anniversary. For this?
It's anniversary.
Yeah, that feels right.
Listen, if it's my anniversary... And my wife comes home, and she's thinking she's going to get something special, and I'm asking her for
beer. Oh, she's been married to you long enough. There's nothing special.
Yeah, she gets all this every day. She
and don't get Eric started on the donuts
again,
he brought her.
She's
like
spoiled.
I said.
She wouldn't be standing over frying. Well, she would be standing over frying pan. Which one do I use to bash his skull?
More lyrics.
Sure. I bought these new heels, did my nails, had my hair done just right. I thought this new dress was a sure bet for romance tonight. Well, it's perfectly clear between the TV and beer, I won't get so much as a kiss as I head for the door. I turn around to be sure. Did I shave my legs for this?
So maybe it's not an anniversary. Maybe it's just she's done a little more than she normally does in the attempt to get his attention. So that because she's saying
she's,
you know,
peacocking
a little bit.
Okay,
a little bit.
Okay. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah.
And his name's Doug.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I think that could be it. Because this sounds more like she is, you know, she's getting, she's gone home, she's gotten off work. Now she's gotten all this stuff, like her hair, nails, all that. And now she's thinking, I've got his, I'm going to get his, he's going to notice this. And he's like, no. Got to rerun Andy Griffith on.
What's wrong with this dude?
Have you ever watched a rerun of Andy Griffith?
Nail biting. You just never know what's going to happen at the end.
I'll take your word for it, I guess. Yeah. I'm trying to think.
I'm with Eric. What's wrong with this dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's true. I mean, that's a problem.
So I can come home and my wife's been like sweatpants and like hair up.
Yeah.
You know, working with the kids and stuff. She gives me a look.
Eric's like, you brushed your teeth.
I'm like, okay.
So that's Kelly's every day. Did I brush my teeth for this?
There's another shirt. Mostly disappointment.
That's a better song.
Did I brush my teeth for this?
Oh man. Like, I mean, what could we put into that list? What could be the substitutions here?
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to think. Wow. Did I bring donuts home for this?
Thank you. Just criticism and bashing.
Oh man.
Yeah. So my point behind that was, if my wife is dressed to the nines, had her hair done, she's in a new dress, and she's giving me the look. Okay.
She's gonna find out why she shaved.
That's otherwise. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess what I'm saying is I'm easy. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. What I want is for all of us to basically do what this woman has done, but in reverse for us. Like, we come home.
We're peacocking.
Yeah, we're peacocking. Okay. We come in. And then let's see, you know, did I shave my neck beard for this?
Got you.
You know?
Yeah.
It is interesting because what is the male equivalent to this? Like, we've got it pretty easy from a maintenance standpoint.
Yeah.
I mean, we've really kind of culturally eliminated the whole shaving thing right now.
Yeah, because beards have become so in.
Yeah.
I mean,
thanks, Duck Dynasty.
Like, I shave way less now than I did, I don't know, a decade ago.
Shaving is awful.
Yeah.
And so I can't imagine having to shave my legs. I mean, I don't even know. Is that like a daily thing? I don't know. So I guess some women, it may not be. Their hair doesn't grow as fast, right? Some women it is.
I don't know.
I mean, I should have done some research. I'll do some research.
Yeah, I would think 3 days.
No. I think it's a daily thing.
For real?
Do you all talk to your wives?
No.
Okay.
I'm always here with you all. I don't have time to talk to my wife.
Yeah. If you ask me how many times does Kenny shave, I could probably answer that.
A lot less than a decade ago.
Greg, how often do you shave?
My legs?
No. Whatever you shave, your forehead.
Every couple weeks.
If you had to shave your, like, if you were going to go clean shaven every day, like, would you have to shave every day?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that sounds miserable.
A 5 o'clock shadow about 3:30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine doesn't grow. I have lighter.
You think?
Anyways, but it doesn't grow as fast as that.
It takes you a while.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're all going to go home tonight and we're going to clean shave.
No.
Nope.
And then we're going to set the timer. That's the timer going.
Okay.
And see how long it takes us to shave.
Yeah. Going to go up in there.
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
All right. See everybody tomorrow morning, clean shaven. We're going to take the picture.
Yep.
It'll be on Lyrics Laughs Pod. I think that was right. Is that right?
Yeah, you nailed it.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
And then you can smash that subscribe button.
Yep. There will not be a picture of all of us clean shaven on Lyrics Laughs Pod on Facebook or Instagram.
Unless I go back on your Facebook and find... Actually, Greg, you are the hardest one. You've had facial hair for...
No, there's a lot out there.
On Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
I've looked. There's one of you, like, when you're really young with, like, a
little
the mustache, right?
Was that the black and white photo?
They're all black and white.
Oh. Okay.
It's going to match your eye in a minute.
Anyway, so 34 minutes in, 35 minutes in.
Well, plus the 10 minutes
for that we're going to add in.
Yeah, I, so 40, but I am thinking about that. I don't know that there are, I don't know if there's clean, like completely clean shaven photos of me out there.
Yeah, you've had either a goatee or like a the Iron Man that you did.
That was a temporary thing. And that is in part why I will not shave. Like, my girls will disown me. There was a comment, something about it the other night, and I was like, nope. Like, that's my youngest. She's 9.
I bet you won't call her bluff.
Yeah, no way. No way.
When did you start shaving? Like, how old were you?
Because
I remember
15,
being...
15,
yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm thinking about right. The same. 15.
Now, I shaved once a week.
Right. Because of that peach fuzz.
Yeah.
But I remember... Go ahead, Greg.
I'm not going to answer because either way, it's going to be I'm old, so...
What?
I know, shocker.
Us?
I mean, straight razors are back in. So you got like one leg up on them. You know how to use them. Take your leather belt off. You sharpen it.
I do remember being very scared the first time shaving. So I was like, "This, I'm putting a razor to my face.
Yep.
Something's gonna bad's gonna happen." And then you had to get like you did have the cut. And you got to get the toilet paper and stick that to your face.
I had the styptic. Mm-hmm. Pencil.
I knew what you're talking about.
And so I cut myself. I would often cut my neck and a little bit of blood, and I would take that little pencil. It looks like a little white piece of chalk. And I would touch that, and it would burn like I was touching the sun. And I said, nope, I'll just bleed to death.
Yeah. Now, I don't shave much. Like, to just kind of touch up the beard. But, man, like, the barbershop experience. Like, I've come to appreciate that. Like, that is personal care. That is me time.
Yeah.
So, when I, you know, pretty routinely when I get a haircut, which is not real necessary, but I do the beard trim. And let them line it up and do a little straight razor. So.
Is that like I guess like if a woman got her nails done, that would maybe be the equivalent. I was trying to think of like something with like, you can't go into a barbershop and be like, yeah, I'm going to just take some off my legs. So if you could just shave those up for me, I'd appreciate that.
Do should that be a thing?
Like,
do mani-pedi places do that?
I don't know.
Like, can you go and have your legs shaved?
I know they'll take
because there's other hair removal like options.
I think they'll take you in the back room and they wax you.
That would be, we need to do that as a video sometime.
Not it.
I don't care. Hang on.
I mean, that would be so funny. Let's get some more.
Could we get like maybe the Lyrics and Laughs logo?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right into the chest hair.
Oh, I don't have any chest hair.
Yeah. You don't have a lot.
To do it in like my belly hair
or your back.
Or your lower back. Yeah.
That'll work.
Sweet tattoo, man. Oh, that's just, that's done in hair. That's cool.
Tramp stamp done in, it's like.
Just. That's the grossest of tramp stamps I could think of.
What are those crop circles? Like a crop circle and a tramp stamp. Had a baby. That's what would be on Eric's back.
Did I partially shave my lower back with this?
What exactly is going on? Oh, look, Mom, it changes when the wind blows. And it just kind of, it dances in the wind.
I mean, to have enough back hair where you could spell out lyrics and laughs, it's a lot of back hair.
But like half of it's hidden, you know, by the belt line.
Well, and then he could run his hand down his back, and it would change to see every Friday morning.
It's like the sequins pillows.
Yeah. Like one of Joe's sport jackets.
Yes. Yeah. The only way you could see all of it is if you were wearing those shorts that Greg used to wear when he worked at Sonic.
The one that has the upper and lower butt crack.
Time to move on.
In,
it always comes back to me, doesn't it?
Just close your eyes.
And if you remember,
Greg Milby on skates.
And if you remember, that was, of course, an episode.
That's right. They said it with us.
Yep. And Greg will play that right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, not. Okay, right. More lyrics. Hit it.
Now, when we first met, you promised we'd get a house on the hill with a pool. Well, this trailer stays wet, and were swimming in debt. Now you want me to go back to school. I bought these new heels, did my nails, had my hair done just right. I thought this new dress was a sure bet for romance tonight. Well, it's perfectly clear between the TV and the beer, I won't get so much as a kiss. As I head for the door, I turn around to be sure. Did I shave my legs for this? Darla, did I shave my legs for this? Maybe if the roof of their trailer's leaking, women shouldn't be shopping. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Do you have money to get your nails done?
Yeah, and your hair and this new dress and these new heels.
This guy, though.
But the roof's leaking?
Yeah, that's not good.
You're not getting any, my friend. Mm-mm.
This guy's a deadbeat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not working.
Yeah. Is this Earl?
Could it be?
I mean, makes sense.
It's a trailer.
Right?
This is his first wife.
Yeah.
Before he takes to sitting on park benches. He's like, crap, my
maybe
days
that's
of being
how
a trophy
he won her
husband.
Over is being a Charlie Daniels of a torque wrench.
Okay. Yeah. That's his bait. Then once he hooks her, oh, my back's hurting. I'm going to take a few days off, get a beer.
You ever carried around this torque wrench?
Yeah, so heavy.
Yeah. Dina Carter, we haven't really talked about much of her. I always assumed she was a part of, like, the Carter family, like the famous Carter family of country music.
Right. Right. President?
Like Johnny Cash's wife, June Carter.
Carter family.
But she's not. But her dad was a musician. Mm-hmm. And he apparently played on a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
As a session musician. And, I mean, lots of stuff. Some from Waylon Jennings to Bob Dylan to Simon and Garfunkel. He was, he worked on Bridge Over Troubled Water, like her dad did.
Okay.
So pretty accomplished guy named Fred Carter Jr.
Now, she tried to break into the music business, didn't work out so much the first time, and ended up going into some other stuff, to going to school to get her career lined out. Most of the time, those artists like that, and back in the day, they would get a little extra help from their father. Things would be well for them, but didn't work for her.
Yeah, and I guess Willie Nelson was the one that kind of put her on the map with and put her on a Farm Aid concert. And
mm-hmm.
That kind of.
You guys ever been to a Farm Aid concert?
I have.
I've not.
It's a good show.
It was.
Yep.
Good variety.
Lots of different variety.
Yeah.
I mean, if you didn't like a specific artist, just wait a few minutes.
It would change. You
get something totally different.
Do they do it still?
I think they do. It's not like it used to be.
Yeah, because that was a huge deal.
Oh, yeah. I remember the year it came to Louisville.
Yeah. John Mellencamp.
John Conley.
John Conley. Hootie and the Blowfish. Dave Matthews Band.
John Conley.
Willie Nelson, of course. I'm missing.
There was a bunch of them. It was a great show.
Yeah. I want to say, like, Travis Tritt was there, or maybe.
I don't remember.
George Jones.
Old Cardinal Stadium.
Not George Jones.
Old Cardinal Stadium. They put tarp down over the AstroTurf field.
Yeah.
And the only thing the tarp did was hold all the beer that everybody spilled. It was nasty.
We were in seats. I remember that.
Absolutely,
we weren't on the field.
Nasty.
But it was fun.
We should do a Lyrics and Laughs Aid concert series.
It's where they
to help
aid
us.
Yes.
Yeah, we get
the aid.
Or maybe we should go more broadly and just, you know, like podcast.
Not with an S, right? Podcast.
No.
Okay. No, we'll do much better if we keep it local.
That's true.
I didn't think
point.
More people come.
Don't want to go too big.
A lot more tickets will get sold.
Define,
for a concert.
Yeah. That's audience true. Narrowly.
Just keep it tight.
Yep.
Yeah. Just keep it tight.
So, Dina Carter.
We stopped being tight after episode 30.
Yeah, I know.
Of course, Strawberry Wine. Remember that song, Kenny? Strawberry Wine?
No.
Oh. That was
huge.
It's 17.
Luke, thanks for coming in, bud.
I didn't even hear the door open.
Did we do that song?
I heard it close, though.
No, but it's so famous.
Yeah.
That song was huge.
Strawberry Wine should come up at some point.
Yeah.
Maybe it's episode 100.
Is it?
I don't know.
I guess we'll find out next week what episode 100 is. Very exciting.
I mean, there's going to be so many flashbacks.
I know.
The previous 100.
I'm not editing.
You thought
all
tonight
of
Yeah. Had a lot of flashbacks. You ain't seen nothing.
I've got enough yet. Stuff to do. I'm not going to go back and edit all
the
this.
3 hour editing episode 100 Bonanza is going to be something special.
Actually, I want to put a fan challenge out there.
Okay.
All right. So this episode 99 is releasing.
This is falling on deaf ears.
It literally is a fan challenge.
Yeah. Yeah.
The one.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you're out there listening.
We all know you aren't.
You got a week. You got a week before episode 100. This will be in the books. We're out there. It's Friday morning.
You don't have a week because we filmed before then.
Well, no, but I mean, no, this is for the listeners.
Okay.
The listener. Binge it. Go back. Start at episode 1.
Oh, wow. Did you say 4 days?
You got 7 days.
There's literally not enough money in the world.
I think the Geneva Convention has outlawed that, actually.
I do find myself a little tempted to go back and listen to episode 1 in preparation.
Oh, wow.
For 100. I think we should all take the time to listen to episode 1 this week.
If you had to listen to 1, what episode would it be?
I think I would definitely go back and listen to episode 1. There was a Ticks episode. That's the other one I would listen to.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites that we did.
We all seem to think that's greatest hits.
We should. You know how you don't meet your idols? Mm-hmm. Maybe we shouldn't go back and listen to either one of those because we'd be like, oh my gosh. That's even hotter garbage than what we're producing today.
By this point, Riley Green would have been on the show.
Yeah. Well, but you know, we didn't get Riley. We got Luke.
We also haven't invited him.
Yeah. We had Adam Duritz on the show.
Yeah.
Something like that.
We had
Sarah on the show.
Bill Cosby on the show.
Mm-hmm.
That was met with some.
Yeah.
We had a busy 911 operator.
Gosh. We've had quite a few guests. We've had Luke Andrews on the show.
Yeah. Which, you know.
My son was on episode 50.
That's right. We've had several horses.
Yep. That came on the show.
Yeah. There have been gifts.
Yeah.
It's mostly to Eric.
Yeah.
But it's been hot fudge cake twice. Donuts once.
Donuts were not for the podcast.
Well, neither was the hot fudge
cake.
Yes,
it was. Both of those were specifically for the podcast.
Ooh.
We've had cake
that crunch
multiple
thing,
times.
That pumpkin crunch thing.
Oh, I forgot about the pumpkin crunch.
Oh, man.
You think she could run that back for her 100th episode?
She didn't get a donut.
I mean, there's literally still on the counter. You could take her some. Just
what did we get?
Nothing says romance.
Was it apple pie
like
that we got 2 day
old donuts.
50?
Like apple pumpkin,
yeah,
crunch
yeah.
something. It was we awesome.
Were, that was when my wife met a strange man in a parking lot to get.
Oh right, no, that's right. You're talking about 50th episode.
Luke
Andrews.
There was something. It was delicious.
Oh yeah, that was apple. Yeah,
yeah.
Where's pie?
I guess what we're saying.
People are loving this part of the
podcast. We need more desserts in our lives.
Should we wrap this up?
I think so.
In preparation, we said we couldn't. This was the one we lost. I think we've done.
I don't think we saved it.
Definitely did better than we did the last time.
We didn't push it further in the mud.
Yeah.
We shocked it a few times. Mm-hmm. We've given it a little mouth to mouth.
Yeah.
It's got the faintest of heartbeats. Our job is done.
Right. And so that's all we got. Guys, all we can do is improve. We got to be better than yesterday.
Maybe not. I mean, I think it's pending one thing. There's one thing that we'll find out if we get an opportunity to improve.
Wow. Kenny, it all comes down to this. Do we get to do episode 100?
Kenny, 4 days and 3 hours you spent in a room with us. Those are days you will never, ever, ever get back. If you want it to be 5 days, you know the answer to the question. So are you going to spend more days with us?
Did we create a podcast for this?
Yeah, we did.
I think that's enough.
Well, we get to have episode 100 at least. That's exciting. I don't know. Greg's sad all the time. Kenny's forced to be in a podcast about country music. I think you and I are the only one having a good time anymore.
Yeah, but honestly, we could be in a really bad situation and we'd still have a good time. So,
because he's, I mean, he's all sugared up on cupcakes, donuts, and single serve.
Yeah.
Well, we're also both stupid people. So.
Well, good night, Fairdale, for the 99th time. Not really, because I started that later. In episode. Beep. Thank you, Greg, for adding that in.
Yep, not doing it. Lyrics and Laughs, sponsored by Luke Andrews of RE/MAX Premier Properties. Have you ever considered investing in real estate? Don't make the same mistakes Luke made buying his first investment property. Learn from all of Luke's mistakes in his new book, which you can download for free at 10investormistakes.com. Make sure you subscribe to and rate our podcast on whatever platform you find Lyrics and Laughs. Also, check out Lyrics and Laughs on Facebook and Instagram. You'll get sneak peeks into next week's episode, episode 100. Just search Lyrics Laughs Pod. And don't miss our Lyrics and Laughs country music playlist on Spotify. It's available for you wherever you go. Thank you again for listening. We will see you again next week for the special episode 100 of the Lyrics and Laughs Podcast.
Thanks for the donuts, Eric!